you really can reduce your exposure by being part of a community of people who are holding out for against this. And you know, financially, it limits your exposure. I've also heard of people in the Northwest when the government was coming to possess a home, where the community gathered together and essentially stood around the house, preventing the government from taking the house. And so community can be a very strong tool. How do you feel about the fact that you're paying penalty and interest? Some people say, I'm not going to do it because that means the government gets more money. That hurts what my ultimate objective is.
For me, everything I do has to be way in the balance. And for me, you know, I don't like to give the government more money, but it's really a minor, not minor in its financial sense, but minor in the repercussions to me. It's just, in a way, easier to... I don't feel badly about it, is what I think I'm trying to say. I think your point about community is so well taken, because I think it really echoes and reverberates with why at a point I felt that I needed to connect with our modest group here in Southern California and feel that I'm part of that. And one thing I wanted to say just in addition, when I talk with friends, and right now, since I completed the Sacred Peace Walk, the anti-nuclear Sacred Peace Walk, a lot of people supported that. They have been asking me about war tax resistance, and I think the most important point of that is